Hallelujah. So I just want us to look at some things. And I want us to... we're very powerful beings, you know, because God is inside us. So I just want us to take a look at something and stay in power. Who wants to stay in power? I want to stay in power. So I just want us to look at it and stay in power. Praise God. So maybe along the line we'll have a title for this message. Praise God. Let's check Genesis 1, 27 to 28. So we have to run through. If you have your Bible with you, okay. You can just read. I like to always come down. I don't know. The angle is not perfect. Okay. So God created... Oh! All right, so Genesis 1, 27 to 28. I just want you to know what you have. You know, I said we have power, right? We are powerful people. So I just want to read it to you this morning again. So God created man in his own image. I don't know why I don't like wearing my glasses when I'm teaching, but I'll manage. God created man in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Is that 27? Okay, 28. Is that okay? All right, this is where we're going to. So God blessed them, and God said to them, right? He said what? Fill the earth. Subdue it. Have what? Fill the earth and what? Say subdue it. Okay, you still don't get it. Tell yourself. Say, I am to subdue the earth. I am to have dominion. Sorry, I made a mistake. I have dominion. So say it 10 times. Yeah, one extra is good. You know, I've learned to say words over and over again. It's a beautiful thing. Once you say it, if you want to talk, it's better to talk the Bible. Say it 200 times. Just wake up in the room, early in the morning, just say, I am a blessing. 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 Be waiting for me. I am a blessing. 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 See, you cannot say that 50 times before leaving your house and you go outside and somebody is treating you somehow. What are you? Wait, if you forget, what will be ringing in your head? Aha. Now you're now getting it. Learn to say words over and over. It sticks better. Your head, it will be ringing. If somebody calls you anything outside or does anything, you just be ringing. I am blessed. Your subconscious, everything will align. You just remember what you are. So it says, subdue it and have what? Dominion. Have what? Dominion. Have what? So, who has dominion? Now, we're good. We're flowing. So, who has dominion? So, who has dominion? Wait, you are confusing me. Wait. You are not an author of confusion. Who has dominion? Ah, okay. Good. Ha. I can hear that now. Who is supposed to subdue? Who is subduing? You are subduing. That was your early command. That was your early command. That was your first command. That's what we're checking from the beginning. So man has authority, right? Man has authority. The authority is yours. Man has authority. Man has dominion. Man subdue. That was the first command. Let's check Genesis 2, 17. Who gave you the authority? Aha, that was sharp. That's what I want to hear. Who gave you that authority? God. God. Who told you to subdue? Who gave you dominion? But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, what? You shall what? Your voice is going down. You shall what? 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 Surely what? Is it surely or maybe? It's the same person who handed the dominion that gave this other instruction. So, don't rejoice yet, wait. Say, wow. Such an awesome word from our Lord. Wow. Surely. The same one who gave you, bam, have dominion. Subdue. To support that, then he gave another instruction, right? What did he say? For in the day that you eat of it, you what? Your voice, if I say I have dominion, you will scream. So let me tell you something. This is what will steal your dominion. Maybe we should tag these consequences of disobedience. This is what will steal your dominion. This is what will steal your subduing power. And there are different kinds of things, but I'll just highlight on one today. The flesh can steal it. The devil can steal it. The world and the devil, they are the same thing. Because they said the devil, that Satan is the god of this world. So two of them are inside, they are one. They have become one, they've married each other. So let's see Genesis 3. Let's see how the devil got it from us. Genesis 3, 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said... Has God indeed given you dominion? Ah, people said no. Has God indeed given you dominion? Bishop, has God indeed given you subduing power? You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Go to the next one. And the woman said to the serpent, may we not... Blah, blah, blah. You know, let's keep reading. Go to the next one. Let me see. Then the serpent says to the woman, what? Then the serpent said to the woman, what? Wow. God said what? For God knows, see, master of liar, that in that day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. Enticement. Just, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Wow. What a wow. Did he get the dominion? He collected it. Collected it in Genesis 3. It chewed you. It just deceived you. Pam, and took it away. Who can tell me how it happened? Thank you. That's it now. People don't want to say it. Disobedience. Consequences. Thank you, my love. Consequences of what? Consequences of disobedience. Consequence, because every time God puts a law in the scripture or a command, even when he gives you things, there are consequences. Because of the nature of God, he will not stare at you the consequences. He would put more in you what he has given you, what you have, and just the commandment, hoping and trusting that you just do the commandment. Trusting you that you just do it. God has faith in us. Yes. The faith God has in us is more than the faith you have in God. He has faith in us. He believes you. God what? He believes you. He believes you. He believes us. He trusts you. God trusts you. Say, God trusts me. He trusts Adam, right? He trusted Adam. He just trusted Adam. So we lost it through disobedience. Through disobedience. Through what? Disobedience. Just simply not doing what God has said. That's the meaning of disobedience. Just not doing what? That's all. Full stop. What has God said? Every time you refuse to do it, is what? Disobedience. Is disobedience casual? Is it casual? To say no to the Lord, is it casual? Is it a casual thing? To refuse the Lord, is it a casual thing? Okay. The devil became the God of this world. Till now, he's still in charge. Till now, it's still raining. The devil is still in charge. I've not come to preach the devil to you. I'm not interested in talking about that guy. He's a nasty guy. I'm just opening your eyes to see some things. So it's still raining. Let's check 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in what Adam, all died. Even so, in Christ, all shall be what? Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Beautiful, right? Can you see why Jesus came? And all died. In what? In Adam. So that day, it surely what? It surely happened. Surely it happened. All died in Adam. Even so in Christ, all shall be what? Made alive. Don't you think you have the dominion back? It was stolen, but you have it back. Let's check Romans 5:17 quickly. For if by one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of what? Righteousness. When Jesus came, when he died and resurrected, what was the gift he gave? Righteousness. Righteousness. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Righteousness. And this righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. So, you know I said before that the devil is reigning. Who is reigning now? Then who is reigning again? You. That's why I first showed you that all died in Christ. But now what happened in Christ? You know we're inside Christ. All made alive. Let's go. 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in what? Justification of life. 19. For as by one man's disobedience, did you see that again? As by one man's what? One man's what? One man's what? Many were made what? Sinners. So also by one man's what? One man's what? One man's what? One man's what? Many will be made what? Righteous. 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 You are 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 righteous. I've come to proclaim this morning, you are righteous. You are righteous. And you have dominion. And you have the subduing power. It's back. It's back. It's back. That power is back. Dominion is back. It's given to man back by Christ Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. You have what? Subduing power. Subduing power. You have it. Tell people to give their life to Christ too. Go and preach the gospel. Go and what? Let us subdue completely. Go out and preach the gospel. Talk to your friends to be born again. Talk to your neighbors. Please. Let's subdue completely. Let's see Ephesians 2. And you, he made alive, who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins. All right. There's something. In which you once worked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is the prince of the power of the air? The devil, Satan. Well, once you were working like that, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in what? In what? You don't want to be back here. Oh. You don't want to be back here. The sons of what? The sons of what? You don't want to be back here. Tell your neighbor, you don't want to be back here. Because you can be back there. Because what? You can be back there. Announcement, announcement, announcement. You can be back here. You can be back here. You can be back here. You can lose your dominion. Yes. The devil is still the god of this world. Don't forget. I told you. We are still on earth together. Yes. I want to say we and the devil. Us and the devil. We are still on earth together. You can give him back. You have it. But you can give him back. Say, I have it. I can give the devil back. You are afraid to say it. Don't worry. There are days that will come. It's soon. He said, I can't give him back. Somebody is confessing. Positive confession. It's better to know. The way to give him back is through disobedience. Negligence. Negligence. Through what? The other one is negligence. Not knowing these things. Not knowing you have it. You have already given him back. Did you hear what I said? Not knowing you have it. You have already given the devil. Not knowing you have it. Tap somebody beside you. Say, not knowing you have it. Then he already has it. Not knowing you have it. Not knowing. Not knowing by your heart. Not knowing you have it. You have given him back. Please, not knowing you have dominion. Not knowing you can subdue. Not knowing it. Just not knowing it. Negligence. You have given the devil back. All the mothers here, raise up your hand. Not knowing. Rhoda, she's the mother. Now, why are you beating her? Raise up your hand, Jerry. Thank you, my darling. Not knowing you have it. Mothers, do you hear what I said? Not knowing you have it. You have given the devil back. You have every authority. You have dominion. You have subduing power. All the fathers in the house, raise up your hand. You are a king. You are a priest. You can stand in gap. You can stand in what? You are a priest. Kai, don't reduce that authority. It is an insult on the one who gave you. Yes. It is an insult on the God who gave you. It is an what? An insult on the one who gave you that authority. It's God we are talking about. Not your earthly father. The most powerful one. It is an insult when you reduce it. When you are humble. Yes. You are humble before the devil. Are you humble before the devil? The one who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You are humble. He's rubbing your head. You are humble. You cannot slap him back. The devil is harassing you. And you are a man. And you say you are a man. And you have told me this morning, I have dominion. You don't know how much you have it. You don't know how much you have it. Don't give him back. Don't what? Don't try it. Don't try to give him back. God gave it to you. They stole it in the beginning. Jesus came down. Collected it back. He said he made an open.
Can you look for that scripture? Can you look for that scripture, please? Let's read it. So you can understand what I'm saying. Where is it? It's in Colossians, have you? Quickly, let's just read it.
Having what? This arm. Please read this with authority. On your chest, on your full-blown chest. Read it. Having what? Principalities and powers. And he has made up spectacle is too big a word. Open show is a shameful disgrace. Triumphing what? Triumphing what? Triumphing what? Triumphing what? Having spoiled. When he now finished, when Jesus finished, he now brought home spoils. He hung most of them, put them on chain, dragged them. He dragged them like this. He dragged Satan. He dragged death. He dragged sin. He dragged death. He dragged sin. Yes, he dragged sicknesses. He dragged sicknesses. He pulled diseases. He pulled them. He's having spots. That was his spoil. He dragged everything, diseases, sicknesses. Principalities and power. He made an open show. Public announcement. On that day, there was a pop in heaven, on earth, under the earth, in the sea, everywhere, in hell. There was a public announcement of what you have, of the dominion you have, of the power that you have. This is it. You can see it's an insult on God. It's like you're saying Jesus did not do anything. Every time you see the works of the devil, you need to challenge it. Don't say Jesus did not do anything. It was finished. Everything was finished. If you see sickness, challenge it. Say, what are you doing here? I thought you were dragged. I thought you were spoiled. Why are you rubbing it? You have headache, you are rubbing it. I don't know what you're doing with it. Jesus, it was a done deal. Jesus finished the work. He finished the work. He now put icing on it. He now made public announcements. Don't treat it. Don't be kind to it. When you see the works of darkness, don't be kind. Don't be gentle. That's the time to be a lion. Anytime you see the works of darkness, that's the time to see a lion. When you go on the street and you see boys drinking stuff, that's the time not to be kind. That's the time to preach the gospel. Challenge them. Bring them over. Pray for them. That's the time to make intercession. Don't look at the works of the devil. You're a partner with Christ. Be a gentle person. Be a soft person. But when anytime you see the works of devil, the works of Satan, then bring out the lion in you. May the works of Jesus not be a waste. May this day, this blessed day, not be a waste of my own Lord Jesus. May this day not be a waste. May this day not be a waste. May this day not be a waste. The painful part is still death. Many God's children are still choosing disobedience. They're still choosing it. That's the work of the flesh. The flesh still choose disobedience. Till death. Till this second. Children of God are still choosing disobedience. They're still choosing to disobey God. They are still choosing not to do what God will have them do. Yes. It's very painful. They are still choosing it to date. They are allowing the flesh. Don't let him have it. Please, I'm begging you this morning. Don't let him have it. Don't let the devil have it. Don't let him have it. Don't give it to him again. Some people say the spirit is willing. I don't know where we got that from. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's how to give over your dominion. Yes. That's how to give it over. Every time, that's your favorite scripture. The spirit is willing. Come, let's go and do this for God. The spirit is willing, sir. The flesh is weak. Does this one look like a weak flesh? This one that has power, does it look like a weak flesh? Imagine when God gave Adam all the animals to name. Say, God, the spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. Klamashebai. Deal with that, your flesh. Let your flesh take strength from your spirit. Since the spirit is willing, why don't you take strength from your spirit? It is possible. Since the spirit is willing, all you need is that willingness. That's the power of that word. Yes. Since the spirit is willing, thank God. Thank God. The spirit is willing. That's okay. The spirit is willing what? Full stop. Let the spirit give strength to the flesh. Let the spirit give strength to the flesh. Since it's in the spirit, since it is willing, there is power in the spirit. The power giving you is in your spirit. Since it is willing, since there is willingness, then let it give strength to your flesh. Make that decision. Let it give strength. Let there be a supply from the spirit to your flesh. Let there be a supply. Let that allow the supply. Don't stop it. When that thought comes up and the spirit is willing to do the right thing, let there be a supply. Let there be a flow of strength. It's the spirit that carries strength. Don't stop that thought. When the thought comes, let the spirit supply strength. Let it supply power. Then the flesh will pick it up. The flesh is a deceiver. It's deceiving you. Just like Satan is a deceiver, your flesh is a deceiver. Don't allow your flesh. Many a times I found out that the flesh has strength. I thought I would collapse. I found out the strength has strength. I thought I was going to collapse. I thought I could not do it. But I can. I found out that the flesh has strength. It was deceiving me. It was behaving like it cannot. The flesh was behaving like, you know, the flesh can behave like it cannot. You say, I cannot forgive this person. I can never, never forgive this person. Your flesh is behaving like it cannot. But there's power in your spirit. Many things. See, let me tell you something. The things that we can disobey, let me quickly run through it. In case you don't know, one of the things you can disobey is the word of God. You can disobey the word of God stresslessly. We all do it. And there are consequences for what? Yes. God is not a wicked God. There is nothing bad in God. Nothing evil. I've told you before. There is no darkness in him. There is no darkness in God. There is no evil. God does not have capacity to do evil. God cannot kill you. God cannot give you sickness. He does not have capacity to do what? Evil. God cannot do you. Can you? Okay. God cannot do you bad. That's what I'm telling you. He does not have the capacity. Maybe it's someone that has capacity that will do it. He doesn't have the capacity. The only thing that happens is that your disobedience can cost you many evil. When Jesus came to the garden, sorry, when God entered the garden to come and speak to Adam, Abby, after they disobeyed, you remember what happened? God came to the garden. And then Adam said, "We have eaten of that fruit, right?" Then God said, "Since you have eaten of the fruit," go to the next one. "Since you have eaten of it, the one I commanded you not to." Go to the next one. I don't want to see the curse of the serpent. Go to the next one. See the curse. Curse is the ground. Is it that God said, "Now, you see, I will curse you"? Is that what he did? God is like, "Now, torikpe ogbon osin mi lenu ma sipe fun e." Is that what he did? Is that what God did? Does it look like God? Does that look like God? No. It's just consequences. Yes. That's why I said that you will surely. I wanted you to read that surely very well. You will surely. You what? Surely die. Not by the hand of God. God does not have anything to do with it. What did I say? That was not by the hand of God. He doesn't have capacity for evil. But surely, 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 once you eat of that fruit, surely, surely, you what? You will die. That is the consequence. Did you see now? So he came to read to them their consequences. Curse is the ground. I've left the place. Okay. Curse is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat all the days of your life. Go to the next one. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread. Till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. For dust you are. And to dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve. Okay, let me stop there. But you can see, they just, like, they read out, there was a document. that since, okay, according to this document, I'm not a lawyer, but according to Kinikon 101, since you have done this, Abby, is that not what they do in court? Is it that the judge is a bad judge? Is it that judge is a bad judge or is an evil person? Is the personality of Satan? What happened? Pastor Dara, is as simple as that. As simple as ABC. They just read it out. Abby? They will just read it out to you. Since you have done this, this is what will happen. No? We wish we can stop it. We wish that you did not do it. We wish we can stop it. But unfortunately, it's a written deed. It has been written. So, that's the consequence. If you don't obey the word, it's a written deed. I just came to announce to you this morning. If you stop doing the word, if you stop obeying the word, there are consequences. It does not move God on the throne. There are consequences. Did you see it now? It's not that when you now do something bad or you disobey, it's not that your disobedience will cause God to stand up from his throne and say, "Now!" No. It does not move heaven. Now he gets it. There is no movement. There is no shake in heaven because of your disobedience. Heaven does not move. It does not shake. It has been written already. It has been written already. My family members, it has been written already. Unfortunately, it has been written already. Already. If you disobey the word of God, there are consequences. If you disobey instructions, if you refuse to align to the word, if you refuse to do the word, there are consequences. There are consequences. If you disobey the voice of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, one of the Godhead, there are consequences. There are consequences. Simple instructions. There are consequences. May we not be disobedient children. Amen. As the God of this world, may we not resemble Satan instead of resembling God. May we not resemble Satan instead of resembling God. I'm not a child of Satan. I'm not a child of disobedience. Can't you see it? Some of those consequences, they're like sickness.
They're like disease. They're like poverty. They're like loss. Loss. Lack. Demonic oppression. Hardship. Especially that one I hate most. Things will just be hard. Now you go, they try. You go, just they try. You go, just they do one. Lord, do. You go, just they try. You go, just they do everything. I do this and that. Do you know who I am? I'm here, I'm there. Hardship. The ground will be hard. Stop walking under the curse. Because you have been redeemed from it. Christ has redeemed you. Defeat. Defeat is one of the consequences. You just be experiencing disappointment, defeat, different things. Lack. And I've told you, I said it the other time, I said, if you don't know it, you have what? You have lost it. If you don't know you have dominion, you have lost it. So, this morning, one of my excitement, my great joy, is that now you know. Don't you get it? Yeah. Since you know, you are taking it back. Yeah. Since now you know, and you have been stirred again, you are taking it back. Take your dominion. Take your power. Be a king. Another thing is, stay under authority. Please, children of God, my brothers and sisters, my own biological brother and sister, it's you that don't think it's biological, but me, I know it's biological because of the blood of Christ. My own people, my own family. Paul will say, I bow my knees. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whom what? Not only Jesus, you. A lot of families. Me, I want to meet some of them before I go to heaven. A lot of family. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the whole family on earth. Named. Stay under authority. The authority of Christ is the first authority. Since he's the one who gave you back. Since he's the one who bought it back for you. Stay under his authority. And his authority is not far. Let's not behave like we don't know it. His authority is the word of God. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word. If you must have dominion, you have to stay under that authority. The authority of the word. Tell your next neighbor. Say, stay under. Be clear. Be clear. Don't rush. Stay. Pick your words one by one. Stay under. Chris, you don't want to dirty me. Oh, yeah. Wait. Let's do it again. I'm serious. Let's do it again. Be very clear. Eh? Be a child of God. Oh yeah, advise the person. Just stay under authority. Let me tell you something. Announcement. Once you stay under the authority of the word, you cannot lose your dominion. There are a lot of promises scattered all over the scripture. Promises upon promises. But you want those promises. But you're refusing authority. You're refusing submission. And you want those promises. Even if it were laid on your lap and you refuse his authority, it will be taken from you. Yes. If it were laid on your lap, if you refuse the authority of the person who gave it to you, you will lose it. It can be lost. Stay under the authority. See, If you don't do the word, you can be sick. If you don't do the word, you can lack. If you don't do the word, poverty can hug you like this. If you don't do the word, depression can hug you. Depression has hugged me before. It will hug you like say you go die now. I'm telling you. It's not hard though. Depression doesn't have power like that though. Just do the word. In a split second, if you just go back to the authority of Christ, you will defeat it. In a split second. That's how powerless it is. Sickness, in a split second, if you just decree that word again over your life, that's how powerless those things are. I've told you that it was an open show of their defeats. Don't ever forget that. If there's anything you need to remember, remember that there was a spoil, there was a party that they showed them, say, there's nothing there. They are gone. Long gone. So don't let it harass you. Once a while, it harasses Christians. Yes, once a while, they come to harass you. Don't give it back to them. Stay under the authority of the word. Stay under natural government. Natural government. The government of your parents. Stay. Don't run away. At least you that you're not married. Because if you're married, it's the authority of your husband. It's the authority in the family. So if you're not married, stay under the authority of parents. Don't run away. Things can't want to leg by. I don't know. Maybe I should lie to you guys. Okay. Moto will not buy. But you may not have wisdom. Yes. I've seen children that have home training. Yes. Sound training from their homes. Many things that you are believing, that you're saying, God, deal with me. God, deal with me. God, deal with me. They already have it. They already have the wisdom we are asking for. The one you are begging God on your knees. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. They have it. Why? Good home training. By the scriptures. Children that were raised by the Bible. They have it already. The one you are begging God for. Don't talk too much. That one you are begging God for. They already have it. Yes. They know how to stay. How to sit. How to behave. I'm not teaching you etiquette. I don't have time for that. I'm teaching you child of the spirit. They already have it. Many things you are begging God in your soul. All the spoiling your soul. All the dirtiness and the stinking things. Some children have it. So natural authority is the wisdom of God. If you are in school, the authority of your teachers. Mabangoja. Natural authority is what? The government of your nation, their authorities. Don't disobey it. Don't say me, I'm a child of the spirit. If last man catch me, then go, last man will catch you. Don't say that if I pass this road now, last man will not see me, I'm in the spirit. Wait, let's calm down. What did I say are the consequences? I mentioned loss. Did I not mention loss? You will lose money. Yes, that's an example of staying under natural authority. It was placed there by God. It's better to make a mistake. Mistake is okay. You made a mistake. But that you decided to disobey that authority, there are consequences for it. That you decided to disobey your natural authority, there are consequences for it. If your wife, obey your husband. If you say don't wear that clothes, it's color white. Wear color pink. It does not is not harmful. Color pink, is it harmful? It's not harmful. It's beautiful. Stay under authority. I've realized you will not die. It's safety. It's safe. I don't know many things now. I don't have a plan for today. I don't have a plan for tomorrow. Anything my husband tells me, I do. It's safety. I stopped thinking a long time ago. I don't used to use my brain. Yes, I'm all there. Yes. I've suspended it. I'm under authority. Oh, beautiful. I don't need to think. What am I thinking about? I'm under authority. Who am I? A woman under authority. Beautiful. I don't need to use the brain. I'm telling you. Beautiful. I don't need to think too much. I'm just under authority. Stay under authority. It does not harm. It's safety. I've mentioned two authorities. The authority of Christ. That's the word of God. Natural authority. Spiritual leadership. Isaac has taught over and over. The sheep and the shepherd. The sheep and the shepherd. In your dream, don't you used to hear it? Because I used to... the sheep and the shepherd won't ring glory me. It's ringtone. Stay under authority. Spiritual leadership. Stay under authority. There is safety in sheep and shepherd. There is safety in listening to your pastors. There is safety. I cannot say it more than that. The last one is to resist the devil. After all this thing you have done, it will come at you. He wants to take. See, the guy is not tired. And he used to behave like he has deaf ears. Have you not noticed? He used to behave like he has hearing problem. Like he has hearing problem. I remember Pioms was praying for Pizak one day in school, Pastor Obi. He was praying for Pizak had, was it malaria or something? Pastor Obi, I don't know if you can remember. And was praying. The more he prayed, the more the shivering, it was The devil used to behave like he has deaf ears. I say, leave now. You do as if he's just testing you. He can hear you. What did I say? The devil can hear you. He knows those who have authority. He knows those who have dominion. Don't because that symptom persists. Don't give up. Don't lose track of your faith. Hold fast unto it. Hold fast unto what? Hold fast unto your belief. Hold fast unto your belief. That's the way to fight a good warfare. Fight good warfare is not to wake up 12 a.m. midnight and pray for 13 hours. How to hold fast your belief is to have stamina. Is to have stamina. That is the fight. Is to believe. Is to hold on. Is to stay in trust. In peace and in calmness. That's how to fight. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't waste your energy. It's to believe still. It's to hope still. It's to hold on still. Regardless. 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 It's to announce still. Don't keep it within you. If you believe it, announce it. It's to say it still. Keep saying it. Keep holding on. Keep believing. Keep confessing it. Keep saying it to yourself. That's how to fight a good warfare. Stop talking doubt. Stop. Don't reduce. I've told you it's an insult when you reduce that authority. Do you hear me? Don't insult God. Hold fast to your belief. Resist the enemy. Resist what? James 4:7 says what? Let's check it. Oh, it's already there. I didn't know. Submit yourselves. Hey, you can see. Can you see everything I've been saying? Submit yourself. Therefore to who? What did I say? Oh, I've been singing stay under authority, right? This is it. Submit yourself. Stay under authority. I can kneel down for you. I can bear. I'm telling you, it does not take anything away. Because I know the truth. This is the truth. Humble yourself. Submit yourself. Therefore, to God. And every pillar he has put in your life. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then what will happen? Resist the devil. If you are not under authority, you may not have power to resist the devil. I'm telling you, first-hand experience, you will not have power. You will try, but you will not have the power. It will be like that thing when they are pressing you, and you say, Jesus. Exactly like that. You will know like this, oh, like this way. We know this morning. We all know this morning, right? It's just be a head knowledge. You just be saying, that's all you will say. Yes. How the power functions, how dominion functions, is by submission to God. It's by staying under authority. Hey, a man that stays under authority, hey, has much power. Don't try the man that is under authority. That wife that is under authority, don't try her. If she handles you, I'm talking about the devil. Don't try her. If you stay under the authority of your pastor, don't try. The devil should not try you. I'm telling you. Asheni. When they say it, it will land. Bam. Why? There's a covering. There is a covering. That's power. That's dominion. That's subduing power. That's where you can pray for your children. The devil will not do like he cannot hear you that time. That's how men stand in gap for their family. That's how priests pray. Priests pray, staying under authority. Priests pray, staying under government. Priests pray, staying under covering. That's how men pray. Men pray with authority. Under authority. Under authority. You are a man under authority. You are a woman under authority. Stay there. Hold fast to it. Then you can resist the devil. The not born is metala, meta, merila, maro, dilogu. They did not born. Let me say it well. They did not born 850. They did not born the devil well. When you are under authority, he will try you. This year is coming to try you. Stay under authority. Hold fast to the word. Hold fast to the word. Hold fast to your belief. And if you have not stored up a belief, there is nothing to hold fast to. Store up a belief. Store up a belief. Then you can hold fast to it. You will not lack wisdom. The devil, though you are on earth with him, he does not have dominion over you. He does not have dominion over you. I want to just give yourself again to the Lord. Rest your heart in him, in trust again. Submit yourself. If there's any way, see, let me tell you something before we begin to pray. Let me read a scripture for you. I think it's in the word of God is for correction, reproof. That's the scripture. I'll tell you something about the word of God. What the word of God is. Can you find that scripture for me before we now pray? All scripture is given for what? By the inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. These are staying under authority. Stay when you want to stay under the authority. This, see, don't feel somehow when the scripture is correcting you, is reproving you. When you read the Bible every day during your devotion, when you read the Bible and you see correction and you see reproof, that is what Jesus gave you that Bible for. If you see instructions in righteousness, that is how to live your life. Instructions in righteousness. Don't forget, once you begin to disobey instructions in righteousness, the devil will come for your dominion. Once you begin to disobey instructions, reproof. Once you are bigger than reproof, once you are more mature than the word of God, the devil will come for your dominion. He will come for your power and he will snatch it. The guy knows how to snatch it. So, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. By the inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness. How to live the life of God. How to live right. How to stand before Him. Instructions in righteousness. Submit yourself. Don't forget that scripture. Under God. Please, let's begin to respond to the Lord. Just give yourself over to Him. This year, we won't give a chance to the devil. This year, I will not be foolish and give a chance to the devil. I will not behave like I don't know these things. I will not behave unwise and give a chance to the devil. Hey, the devil will not have a chance. In the name of Jesus.